look, for those of you that are just discovering the show, I used to be really overweight. I've gained and lost 150 pounds in my lifetime. I went on my first diet when I was 12 years old. I was always an overweight child. I hated my body and I hated myself for so long until I was like 28 years old. I finally found a mindful eating therapist who really helped me figure out that when you eat, when you're not hungry, you're masking some sort of emotion. You know, you're angry, you're tired, you're, you know, you're physically exhausted. Maybe you're in a toxic work situation or relationship. So, but you know, when I was going through that process, I really didn't tell people about it because I had made so many public declarations to friends and family about I was going on this diet, I was going on that diet. And so I think it's really important that Tammy, for herself, because she is such a public figure, and people are so cruel, so cruel. I mean, it's like, I think it's brave that Tammy and Amy are showing their lives. And people are like, oh, she's finally going to get bariatric surgery, which is supposedly happening this month because she's been approved for it. And people are like, maybe they can give her a new attitude. Okay, bitch. Really? You're going to write that comment to this woman? And do you really want to watch Tammy Slayton be nice? I don't. I like Tammy's attitude, you know? I want Tammy to go out and drink and, you know, she's getting more dick than the rest of us. Like, I want to see somebody win, you know? Anyhow, I think it's good that she's keeping things low-key. I think it's really good. So, my girl Tammy, that's the latest update with her. Before I get to Seeking Sister Wife, which I'm just now watching, Mahogany, of Ben and Mahogany, Before the 90 Days, looking great. Looks like she's lost weight. She's got a bunch of filters on her Instagram. Oh my God, she's like smoking hot, posting new videos of herself. I don't know if you guys believe it, but reportedly Mahogany and Ben are still talking. Are they together? I don't know about that. But Ben also wants you to subscribe to something called Diary Spills. So Ben now is writing for Diary Spills, which is essentially like Patreon, but for like your famous like TV personalities or reality stars. They write a daily blog. The first one's like free, I think, for 24 hours. And then after that, you can get daily updates from them. So are you interested in that? I read one that Ben posted. I like Ben. He's a hot mess. He's a total hot mess. His identity, you know, now after he did that whole video explaining his DUI, his identity has now been stolen. He was down in North Carolina. He had to scrape together like $2 in change because he couldn't access any of his bank accounts and go to McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin. Then tried to take his laptop and work at the beach, and his laptop got filled with sand and then was broken. And he didn't realize that sand and computers don't mix. Ben is perfect for reality TV. I love it. So there's a couple quick updates on them. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and myoptimalbody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
So Seeking Sister Wife is in season 4, episode 2 just dropped. I had never watched this show. And can someone explain this to me? So polygamy is illegal in all 50 states except for like Utah. Utah now it is like a traffic stop violation. So it's not illegal. And I was reading that, I guess, how do these people not get prosecuted? Because they go on this reality show and talk about being in a polygamous relationship. And the only way I can understand this to be is that it sounds like really in most 50 states, even though it's illegal, they don't really prosecute unless there's some sort of like child trafficking or incest or something like that. Is that true? Like, how are these people, how is like TLC Sister Wives whole thing, a whole like huge franchise and obviously happening? Although I read that only like 2% of couples in the United States are in a polygamous relationship, which does kind of make sense. Because, I mean, how many people are really going to do that? But how do they not get prosecuted? That seems like epic to me. Also, Marcus Epps, we were introduced to Marcus this week. So he is in a Seeking Sister Wife relationship. His wife, Taryn, and his fiance, India, are now looking for another woman. Even his kids are like, we can't take anymore. This house is so fucking full. He's like, he's not deterred. And, you know, it all started because he cheated on his wife, Taryn, like back in the day. And so she just seemed to be okay with him now having more relationships. They're in an open relationship. But a lot's coming out about Marcus. You know, he's a counselor working. I think, he works in the public office space in Ohio. But and Cleveland 19 alleges, that's a source, that he was involved in running an illegal after-hours club and was charged with multiple housing violations in January of this year, which he allegedly denies. Then it goes on to say that Marcus was involved in running this after-hours club, and he was caught on camera at the club on the night of an unsolved murder in October of 2020. He was reportedly seen carrying another shooting victim out of the nightclub. Court records showed that the state foreclosed on the property 3 years ago, but Cleveland 19 alleges the former owner makes $1,000 a month renting the building to OFC Group. OFC Group is listed as Marcus's employer with its business license on file listing Taryn Lindsay as the owner. In a police report from the night of the murder, officers say Lindsay told them she was hosting a birthday party. In March of 2022, a Fox 8 I team checked property tax records for every mayor and council member in the county in Ohio that they're from. They uncover 16 elected officials who were behind on paying taxes. And as reported, the Fox 8 team claimed that Councilman Marcus Epps owed the most with more than $12,000. When asked to comment, Epps said that he suffered a house fire and described his family's recent situation as, quote, a struggle. So there you have it. Interesting. They're going to make for good TV. I mean, don't we think? I mean, Marcus just seems like he's like a little bit of a hoochie mama. And it's interesting. He said that his career has suffered and then he decided to go on TV. So, hey, you know me. I mean, please. I love television. The only downside of television is not being on it. So good for Marcus. Please fill me in, though, what I need to know. People told me that season three is even more insane. And to me, is it just me or are all the women on Seeking Sister Wives kind of like cunningly playing to the men? And it almost seems like at the end of this series, they're going to poison them and like murder the husbands. Like, do they all seem low key resentful? Like they're just having all these women around that hopefully eventually one will murder him. Am I wrong? Anyway. All right. Follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. Guys, I continue to run a promotion where I want to send you a free t-shirt. When you purchase from one of my sponsors, just screenshot it. Send it to me, thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com email, or just DM me at The Sarah Fraser Show on Instagram. I'll send you a free t-shirt with shipping. Love you guys. Bye, everybody.